His hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Here at American Freedom Network, and we're hoping we're going to have Constance Cumby with us this morning, but in lieu of that, or until we get hold of her, I want to comment on something that's been reported recently. First of all, how can we anticipate what lies ahead? Certainly, if you read something in the newspaper, if you hear it on television, it is implanted there ordinarily to control your reality. But this last weekend, of course, there were several articles about the fact that both J.P. Morgan and Bank of America have shifted their responsibility for the derivative contracts they wrote on European banks and payments from their investment accounts into their banking account, where this will be covered by the FDIC. Now, basically, what are we talking about? We're talking about insurance policies that the major banks have written to guarantee that the loans will be honored. In other words, you loan money to somebody, but you're not sure they're going to pay it back again. So you take out an insurance policy so that you're not going to be left holding the bag, and you pay whoever the insurer is, usually in this instance J.P. Morgan Chase or Bank. This was actually it was Merrill Lynch had written I don't know how many of 75 trillion dollars worth of insurance policies. They had no money to cover, and Bank of America, certainly J.P. Morgan Chase has done the same thing. It's very profitable to write insurance policies. But if you don't have any money to cover it, why, that's really sticking your neck out, which is why Sidney Warren Buffett had referred to derivatives as financial weapons of mass destruction. Financial weapons of mass destruction. But, of course, it's, very few derivatives have actually been called. Certainly some were called during the collapse back there in 2008, AIG stood to lose a great deal of money, so we simply lent it to them. The federal government gave AIG the money, and so they paid off their derivatives 100 cents on the dollar, because you and I were stuck paying the money, and that's what they did. They simply, people working in our federal government who are close to Goldman Sachs, gave the money to AIG, so they could pay Goldman Sachs 100 cents on the dollar for money they'd lost from people failing to pay their bills. So it was simply the transfer of massive amounts of money from the American taxpayers to the banks, which is why the major banks, the six major banks, made out like bandits, because you and I footed the bill, and our children and our grandchildren we'll probably spend the rest of our lives paying the bill and the interest on the money that was created so that we could pay off the big banks, because they really run things. You must understand, the banks really run the world. There's major banks here. As Professor Quigley says on page 324 of his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, the central banks work together, holding secret meetings on how they will run the world in a feudal manner. They just want to establish a feudal system by which a ruling elite rule the masses, and that's really what's going on. Well, anyway, what we're seeing now is because the banks have shifted their derivative contracts from their investment arm to the regular banks without permission, which suddenly makes the FDIC responsible. Now, the FDIC is a branch of the federal government backed by the faith and credit of the American government. The FDIC is supposed to have large sums of money, but they're all gone. They're all been spent. So, and this is why Sheila Bair has resigned. She knows that the House of Cards is coming down. She was head of the FDIC for many years and was always telling us you had nothing to worry about if you had FDIC backing, because it was backed by the full faith and credit of the American government. What she didn't say is the American government is bankrupt with a, certainly with a debt greater than our gross domestic product. There's simply no way we can possibly pay off all the debts that the federal government owes. But anyway, without the consent of the FDIC, the banks have simply done this. The FDIC is objecting to it, but, well, since the big banks control Obama, remember, of course, when Rahm Emanuel left as chief of staff, Obama needed a new chief of staff to look after things, and who did he pick? Why, William Daley. William Daley of J.P. Morgan Chase and so many of the people in Obama's cabinet and administration came from Goldman Sachs. I should say William Daley came from J.P. Morgan Chase, but there were so many people from Goldman Sachs in the Obama regime, they were referred to not as Goldman Sachs, but Government Sachs. And this is the reality of what we face. But the question is, why? Why did Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase transfer those derivative contracts? Well, these are very, very smart people. I mean, they do something, they do it for a reason. They believe, obviously, that Greece is going to default on its loans, as will perhaps the other pig nations, Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain, and, of course, as the other pigs actually default, why then the banks, of course, will either face default upon their own or they'll try to pull in their derivative contracts. If that does, of course, it will have a profound impact on the American banking system, which is heavily involved with the European banks. And these derivative contracts between certainly the J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America, and of course, that was on the Merrill Lynch account. They were forced to absorb Merrill Lynch when they went under. But you're talking over $150 trillion. Now, remember, the entire gross domestic product of the entire world in 1 year is about $60 trillion, and we're talking almost the gross domestic product of all the nations of the world, everything produced and bought and sold, being excelled in 1 year. It can take 3 years for the whole world just to make the derivative contract. Give us a call. It's 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And basically, we're talking about the fact that obviously why the major banks think that there's going to be a major default over in Europe. And as a result of that, they unloaded their responsibilities, their derivatives, which means that, of course, the FDIC will pick that up. But the FDIC doesn't have the money, so the federal government's going to have to pick it up. But the federal government doesn't have the money. We are in real financial problems. And here we can actually see what the people who work behind the scenes know or suspect is going to happen. And they are frightening. Now, of course, they'll be able to survive because, of course, the FDIC will have to pick it up. They may have to go into bankruptcy for this to happen. But there is no way in the world that our federal government can come up with that amount of money when our national debt is suddenly 14.5 trillion and suddenly our gross domestic product is just about that. And understand that our debt exceeds our gross domestic product now at the present time. But this is peanuts, 14.5 trillion, compared with the 154 trillion which would be required if these derivative contracts are called. We really don't know how much is out there. Because, of course, there is no specific requirements. Certainly members of the Senate have wanted to have some sort of an exchange, whether it be a record of how many derivative contracts there really are, so people that have an idea of what's going on. But the banks want to do everything in secret, until the time comes off to pay off. And at that point, they'll clamor and demand that the FDIC fulfill its obligation to them, because they run the government, and the government will do it, and heaven help us all. Boy, number is 877-254-7524. It's talk radio. Our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. What would you like to talk about? I will tell you that we are facing the most perilous financial times in the history of our nation. Certainly, some of our corporations are doing very well. They're making a lot of money. But they're not investing that money. Why? Because they're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And the Brotherhood of Darkness is operating on a time schedule. Now, basically, if they wanted to solve the European a problem, they would simply do it. Since the European Central Bank cannot create money out of nothing because of the way its charter is written, because, of course, the European nations don't want to get into an inflationary spiral, but we don't have that problem here in the United States. We know that our Federal Reserve System created some $16 trillion back in the year 2008 and let that money out all over the world. I mean, to foreign banks, to foreign corporations, Toyota got some of it, many banks throughout the world and corporations and businesses got part of it. All they had to do was ask, and we were so gracious, we just gave them the money. We don't know whether it's been repaid. We don't know anything that's going on. They will not let the American people know what the bankers are really doing. But we do know that they lent out over $16 trillion. Well, if they wanted to solve the problem in Europe now, you could probably solve it simply by making $5 or $6 trillion and using that to pay off the obligations of the so-called pig nations. And we have to ask, they could do it, why don't they do it? I personally believe, and this is my own personal belief, it's just maybe I should say my suspicion, because I have no inside information, but I believe that the Brotherhood is working on a timetable. And, of course, the timetable, a call for them to create the initial financial crisis in 2008, and you go back and read the newsletters I wrote at that time, there was no reason for the financial crisis at that time. They could have bailed out Bear Stearns in March of 2008. They could have bailed out Lehman Brothers in September of 2008. And they left both of the banks go down under the guise, well, the FDIC could, the Federal Reserve System, couldn't intervene. That wasn't in their charter, so they didn't do it. And yet, of course, they were quite well. They could have done it for maybe $100-150 billion. And yet, of course, they were willing to put out $16 trillion to stabilize the rest of the world. Why couldn't they stabilize those two banks, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers? They wanted to precipitate, I believe they wanted to precipitate the current economic crisis at this time in history. And, of course, our economy is stagnant because the banks, the big banks, which are sitting on $3 trillion, aren't lending the money. And, of course, our American corporations are sitting on $2 trillion, and they won't invest the money. Why? Because they want to create this worldwide crisis at this time. And the only reason I can think, of course, it seems to more or less correspond with this whole collapse of the countries in the Near East, the Middle East, and shifting those countries from the stable societies they were, imperfect, admittedly, but now into the radical Islamic camp. Certainly Tunisia, just a few days ago, voted to install a so-called moderate Islamic government. Well, there's no such thing as a moderate Islamic government. Well, Islamic government operates under Sharia law. Frank Gaffney, who I know personally, has written an article. He's international think tank back in Washington, D.C., and Frank Gaffney basically says, basically that what we're going to see now is Tunisia coming under Sharia law. Certainly, Libya has announced they're going to be under Sharia law. Egypt certainly has not yet held their elections, but they're moving towards Sharia law, and the man who's more or less running Egypt has made that statement. And, of course, now Turkey is under Sharia law, and Lebanon will be moving under Sharia law if it's not already. Syria, as you know, is a more or less secular dictatorship. It is an increased call for more American involvement. We're already involved there. We were totally behind and financed the revolution in Libya. Then they can't tell the American people that, that the invisible government, the brotherhood that controls our government, wanted to topple Libya. But we're in the process of toppling all of the Islamic countries and bringing them all under Islamic law, which, of course, is going to lead to a war against Israel, and we're going to be drawn into that war in one way or another, and it may very well degenerate into a nuclear war, according to Frank Gaffney. And even though I disagree with Frank on many issues, why, I certainly agree with him on this aspect, and I do believe there's going to be a war of the Muslim world against Israel, and it will in one way involve the use of nuclear weapons. And if it does, heaven help us all. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines, and it's talk radio, so we need someone to talk to if you have something you would like to talk about. But so we are in a very perilous time because our leaders want to involve us in a third world war. Why would they want to, at this time in history, involve us in the Third World War? Well, basically, of course, this would lead to a total collapse of our monetary system. It would simply start with a new money, and the vast majority of the American people would be impoverished. Destroy the monetary system, you impoverish the people. And that's what they want to do. But the average American cannot believe that this could be intentional, but it is, unfortunately. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, how are you this morning?
I'm good. What
do you
know about,
pardon? Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you know anything about the ancestry or lineage of David Axelrod?
I really don't. Would you like to tell us about it?
Well, this is just what I've heard, and it's online. If
now,
you
first
Google,
of all, who is David Axelrod, and why is he important?
Well, he was one of the president's supporters. He was in the administration, and he was I forgot what his title was in Washington, but he was sent back to Chicago to start the new campaign for get money together for the next election.
Okay.
And if you Google David Axelrod's great-great-grandfather, you'll come up with a whole mess of articles and pages saying that he is the great-great-grandson of Trotsky. If it has any credence, I don't know, but there's all sorts of information there. What
well,
the accuracy
I mean,
I don't know.
I surprised Barack Obama is a Marxist. He's a socialist. He is a follower of Saul Alinsky. There's no question at all. If you read Alinsky's book, he opens the book with a quotation from talking about his book, The Rules for Radicals, and talking about the fact that they should be followers of Lucifer, the first radical, as it were. And so basically, Obama, it was the most liberal United States senator, and by liberal, I mean socialist, communist senator, and certainly Obama is the enemy of individual freedom. But remember also, he was placed in power by people of great wealth, the people from the great banking system, the people from the great corporations gave him almost $600 million. Now, why would they do that? Because they are pushing socialism and Marxism. Basically, this is not a means of redistributing the wealth. This is a means of centralizing wealth and power in government, and that's what they really want. That's what communism's all about. Communism is the dictatorship of the proletariat by a ruling elite, and that's what they want in America. People don't understand. We have far more socialism and socialist programs in America than they ever had in Russia. So This is what the average individual doesn't understand. And it was American corporations and American financial leaders who financed Russia beginning back in 1918. And if you've never seen my interview with Professor Sutton or read his book, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, it's well worthwhile getting. Communism has always been funded from the West. In fact, the book, which we've kept in print for 20 years, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, based upon the Reese Committee investigation of the Great Tax-Exempt Foundations back in 1954. They found out the Great Tax-Exempt Foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, Ford, and Carnegie, were financing communism in the United States and financing communist organizations throughout the world. And that's why, of course, they had to shut down the Reese Committee. They could never let the American people realize, of course, that the threat of communism was a created threat to take our attention away from what was going on here in America. In other words, you had to have an enemy, and the people were willing to give up their freedom so that the wicked communists didn't take away our freedom. But I think that's very interesting about David Axelrod.
Whether everything is true, I don't know, but it's out there on the Internet.
Okay, well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. I can't comment because I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're true. Hey, thanks for calling. Again, our number is 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, good Dr. Stan at Open Lines this morning, so our regular scheduled guest didn't show up. So our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And remember, the greatest myth of all time is that communism is the enemy. Yes, a communism is the enemy of what America stands for, but of course communism has been financed from people in the United States its inception, because it's the old Machiavellian concept, and you go back and you read The Prince, which was written by Machiavelli, and he tells you that the prince recognized that he had to have an enemy, so he created an enemy. And, of course, that way he'd rally the people behind him. So we see that in England, where, of course, the English government has been financing the Irish Republican Army for years. Why? Well, the Irish Republican Army was over bombing London and killing the British people. And of course, Britain could justify keeping their troops in Ireland and having constant battles with the, searching out the members of the Irish Republican Army. And the Irish Republican Army had this structure, and they were constantly committing acts of terrorism. But it was all financed by the British. And, of course, we see this recently in the testimony by, or the statement made by Lord James. We actually have his statement from the minutes of the House of Lords, where on the 1st of November of last year, about 10 o'clock in the evening, he had inadvertently blurted out that he was acting as a transfer agent, sending billions of pounds. Billions, not millions, but billions of pounds out of the Irish Republican Army and the terrorists in North Africa. And so basically the technique is certainly a very clever one in a similar manner, of course, leading up to the Second World War. While the establishment had 100 American corporations operating in Germany, and, of course, they were building the weapons of war so that Adolf Hitler would have an army so he could launch a war, and we would have World War II with the idea this would bring in the world government. It's always about world government. That has been the goal, that has been the aim, going back to the time of Nimrod. But, of course, it's coming to fulfillment today, because in no time have we ever been closer to establishing this one world government. And, of course, it's being implemented all throughout the world today. And I think that they plan on one more great war. They created World War I to bring about the League of Nations, World War II to bring out the United Nations, and World War III will bring about, well, they'll say global governance, but it's really just a cover word for the world government, where it will be run by a ruling oligarchy, and they will install their world leader. Well, our top number is 877-254-7524. It's talk radio. I need your calls. I'd like to know what you are thinking about, if you something along this line, if you're concerned by the fact that our economy is faltering. It is all created. Banks and the corporations have plenty of money, but they're working in concert, refusing to either make the loans or make the investments, because they want to create this economic crisis that we're facing now, where literally 22% or almost 28 or 29 million Americans either unemployed, underemployed, or having given up looking for work. And those are the U6 unemployment figures, which they never refer to. I mean, when they refer to 9.2% unemployment, doesn't sound too bad. When you refer to 22% unemployment or underemployment or people who've given up looking for work, they don't even mention that in unemployment. These are people who are unemployed, but they're not looking for work. because they've been looking for so long and there are no jobs available there at their level of skill. And it's all done intentionally because they've intentionally transferred our jobs to other nations, whether it be Malaysia, whether it be to Singapore, whether it be to Mexico, whether it would be to Brazil, whether it would be to China. It doesn't matter. They've intentionally transferred American jobs overseas. In fact, up in the Bay Area where I was raised, why, of course, the Chinese company is now completing their work on the Bay Bridge. They brought in Chinese workers. They'll work for $12 a day. They get paid $12 a day. They're happy to get it. And we've got lots of people up in the Bay Area who'd love to have a good paid construction job, but they would want $20-$25 an hour. The Chinese work for $12 a day. We've imported them from China to put together the prefabricated bridge, steel bridge, made in China, that is being placed across the San Francisco Bay to repair the Bay Bridge, the San Francisco-Oakland Bridge there. Why are we doing that? Well, because it's much cheaper to get things done over in China. And so our government certainly had the bridge built in China out of Chinese steel, built by Chinese technicians, and then put on huge ships and shipped over here in pieces, and now it's being installed as part of the Oakland-San Francisco Bay Bridge. And this is being done by our federal government, federal and state government, as we transfer our jobs and our manufacturing and our construction overseas. But people don't understand it is part of a long-range plan to lower living standards in America, because the average American cannot compete with somebody from China who has been brought into the United States, is being kept in Chinese dorms where they live, works for $12 a day, and they're good, hard workers, and they're getting the job done. But it's part of the long-range plan of lowering our living standards. And when you understand that this is what they really intend to do, they really intend to lower the living standards of the American people as they raise the living standards of people throughout the world. And as David Rockefeller said in his book, Memoirs, on page 405, a lot of the people criticize what we've done, and our agenda. But basically, we've raised living standards throughout the world. What would they have done? In other words, accusing us of not having a solution. Well, he is absolutely right. They have raised living standards in China and other countries throughout the world. But you do not help the impoverished people by destroying the wealth of our nation. And that's what David Rockefeller and his people at one had to do. Our number is 877-254-7544. Give us a call.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service. Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, and here our telephone number 877-547-5524. And who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr.
calling
Stan.
In.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn giving you a call from Denver.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, Dr. Stan, I had a couple of questions for you. I don't have any answers for them myself. Just a few, maybe short thoughts, but I wanted to ask you what you may have thought of opinion. The first thing is, of course, dealing with Lindsay Williams. I have been listening to him on your program, and I do enjoy hearing what he has to say. But I wanted to ask you if you had any insights from him on what he means when he's talking from the insiders that he's speaking about. When he mentions the phrase, the devil's messiah. I've heard this several times. I'm not sure I've gotten a clear answer as to what that means. Can you elaborate by any chance?
Well, it is sort of a vague term, but I really believe that the elite believe that they serve a higher supernatural force. And I believe, of course, that the devil's messiah is the Antichrist, and I personally believe this is what they're talking about. He's never spelled it out in just those words, but I do believe that that is what this is all about. You see, there is a spiritual battle, and there's always been those who serve the dark side. There's always been Luciferians here. That was certainly the subject of the mystery religions and the esoteric organizations and the secret societies of antiquity. And that, of course, then was passed down through the Kabbalah. That was passed down to the Greek philosophers. It was passed down then to the Magi, and they were around at the time when Jesus was born. That's what the three wise men were all about. They knew that this Christ child was coming. And then, of course, the Gnostics had picked this up. It became the philosophy of the Knights Templar tapping into this supernatural power from the other dimension. And the reason Jacques de Molay was arrested on Friday the 13th of October 1307 was because he was a Luciferian. And then these ideas came down to the Illuminati. And they came down to the Rosicrucians.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. I'm very aware of a lot of the things that you're talking about. I was simply asking the question because I was curious if there was any specific things that he may have elaborated on with you, perhaps in a private discussion or something.
He's always been a little vague on this, but I do believe that the term the devil's messiah refers to this coming world leader.
I see. Okay. Well, the next question basically relates to some contrasting views. I also listened to Joel Skousen, whom I very much appreciate on your program, being on your program. He and Lindsay Williams, I do try to piece together intelligence briefs, if you will, from the information that they provide on your show. And he and Lindsay Williams do have a bit of a contrasting view on this point, but I did want to try to see if I might be able to maybe pick your brain a little bit. As you know, Joel Skousen seems to believe that they can continue keeping this derivatives bubble in place for a long time to come, and they can keep inflating the system at will. but that there, of course, will eventually come a day when this will they won't be able to continue inflating us out of this. But at the same time, I've also noted that Lindsey Williams seems to think that the Brotherhood, if you will, has a plan to move forward with crashing the country, crashing the dollar by 2012 or there or thereabouts.
The end of 2012, but you're right.
Right. So I wanted to ask you what you have in your discussions with the two of them, what you have gleaned from those two contrasting but seem to be somewhat similar views in terms of looking at how the insiders are playing this game with the country and with our psyche and our mentality, trying to frighten us into a number of movements that they have designed. I'm especially wanting to get your insights on that with respect now. Of course, we've seen Muammar Gaddafi be killed in Libya. It looks like they're planning to move into Syria, just as Lindsey Williams was discussing before. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that too, sir.
Well, you're absolutely right. Of course, Joel and Lindsey differ. And Joel thinks that they can keep putting this time off when the whole thing comes coming down. Lindsey has told me, and he told me this several years ago, that Ken Fromm had told him that by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. Now, he did not elaborate what he meant, and so I've simply interpreted that meaning as the dollar would be severely injured and would no longer be the reserve currency of the world. Didn't mean that we still wouldn't be spending dollars. It would mean, though, that they would lose a lot of their value. And basically, I do not know which one is correct. I have my suspicion that the insiders are working on a timetable. And because, of course, they had to pick the year 2008 to begin to bring down this whole house of cards. They could solve the problem and get our economy going tomorrow if they wanted to by simply having the banks begin making loans again and getting the corporations, which they control, beginning to invest. But they're not doing that. So there is a timetable they're following. I do not know what it is, but I suspect that we're going to see some very, very difficult times. And I'm talking about next year, the rest of this year, next year. I think there's going to be a real contraction in the economy, and we'll just have to wait and see. Joel may be right. He thinks they're going to put it off for a long time. Lindsey thinks it's coming, or at least coming to a head in this coming year or two. And I rather think he's right, simply because I think they have a timetable. But that's just speculation on my part. I'm not going to tell you what that's going to happen because I, quite frankly, do not know. And I don't think anybody can know for certain. Lindsey,
I appreciate that, Doctor. And I do believe that one of the things I do believe is very clearly, I agree with you that the insiders do worship a different God. I also agree with you that I believe anyway that they like to play psychological games with the American people and with the world as a whole, including creating grandiose worldwide hoaxes as a means of
wow. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Stephen Nesbitt, and I, in response to the last caller, I do not have any inside information, but I just feel they're operating on a timeline that, but they have their plan. They want to bring down America to lower our living standards, but remember, God has a plan in this, and they discount God. They think they're going to be able to do whatever they want to, and they're not going to. It's going to be a fascinating time. And my suggestion is prepare as if the whole thing is going to collapse in the next year, and hope and pray that it doesn't. Remember, we are called to play a part, to educate others. God is going to intervene at some time. I don't know when it's going to be. I would sort of hope it would be very, very soon, but whatever that may be, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, financial battlefield. So make your plans accordingly and hope that, that Joel Skous is right. This is going to go on for a good long while rather than coming to a climax next year. But just in case Lindsay's right, make your preparations accordingly. And certainly, make your preparations as far as getting out of dollar-denominated instruments, because the dollar, sooner or later, is doomed. Well, certainly, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us, and you do that by simply calling us at 1-800-544-8927, and that'll hopefully allow us to expand our network of stations. And we have some excellent prospects of taking on new stations. We picked up a couple here in this last month or two, and we hope to get more. In fact, we had somebody actually call us from Las Vegas and offer to carry our program there for nothing. Of course, it's at 3 o'clock in the morning, but after all, it's a city that never sleeps, and we were grateful for that opportunity because people hear all what we have to say. At least some of them, whether they believe it or not, they may want to challenge it, to investigate. And of course, you can get information by going to our website at radioliberty.com, watching our DVDs, listening to our radio programs, reading our newsletters. The information is valid. We incidentally will have some wonderful new DVDs from the conference we put on, and hopefully they'll be available in a few weeks, at least several of them. But it was a wonderful, wonderful conference. We had 165 people there, and I just had a feeling everybody was well-educated and gratified, and that we really were able to explain to people what lies ahead for America. Well, Cindy, we hope that many of you out there will get my book. Read it if you've not, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you get our talk on the world revolution and the best enemies. Money can buy. There's separate DVDs. The other two I'd suggest would be The Dark Secret and The Forbidden Secret, because they take you into the forbidden knowledge. are the things that you're not supposed to understand. And once you understand them, it will change your whole outlook on the world and hopefully draw you into a closer relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, which is what this is really all about. So, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danette, and I would like to invite you to join us and the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we celebrate the biblical feast for Northern Colorado with the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Sukkot, Wednesday, October the 12th at 5 p.m. at 5112 Thistle Place in Loveland. Bring a dish to share for the Oneg meal. For more information or directions, call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.